The red line denotes the full extent of the Gulf of Mexico as defined by geologic structural boundaries. It is huge and covers significant present-day land areas. This indicates that much of the original structurally controlled basin has been filled in. Note that the Florida Platform is considered by geologists to be part of the Gulf of Mexico basin. More importantly, note that beneath the western portion of the Florida Platform are small basins that have been filled in with sediment. They are numbered here: number 31, number 36, and number 38, and are named the Apalachicola Basin, the Tampa Basin, and the South Florida Basin, respectively. Most likely, they contain salt deposits, which could provide traps and seals for hydrocarbons to accumulate.